upset you now.
All right, great. Well, I am visiting London from the United States, and I am staying in Mayfair. I didn't pay for the hotel. Someone paid for it.
Yeah.
And I decided to go shopping. That's what you do here, right? London, Mayfair.
Yeah.
So I went to some store, and I was like, I'm going to buy a shirt and a jacket, and I'll look nice. My wife will look good. You know, it's like she'll be happy to see me come home with like a nice fitted jacket. So I don't know anything about fashion. I was like, I've shopped at Ted Baker before, and that's like kind of, I feel like high-end designer, right?
Paul, is that, what do you, I'll let you be the judge of that, Paul.
I'm not here to be Gotwan. I mean, Ted Baker is, yeah, it's nice.
Okay, maybe it's not high-end, but it's to me, it's expensive.
Yeah, I mean, I was backed into a corner then, and it was difficult to answer that question without sounding like a prick. Ted Baker, it's very nice.
It's nice.
It's nice, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got $1,000 suit from Ted Baker I wore to my wedding, and you know, so I went into this other place. It was called Cucinelli, I think. I don't know much about clothes, something Cucinelli, Cucinelli? Italian place.
Paul, Cucinelli.
Hold on, why have I all of a sudden become like the fashion correspondent
you're the
in
one
this conversation?
You're the one that taught me the word sartorial, so I didn't. Right. I assume because you know the word sartorial that you know clothes.
I'm not here to pass judgment on people's clothes. Okay. Let me just be.
I assume that you're right, Joe. It's in Mayfair, so we're going to assume it's high end.
What I'm also saying, I've not heard of Cucinelli.
No, I've not heard of Cucinelli.
It was, well, I've never heard of it either.
I've heard of Carluccio's, but they sell pasta.
It wasn't that. I don't think it was that. So I go in there, and it's one of these places, they have whiskey. They're like, do you want some whiskey?
What?
First of all, it's like 10 in the morning, yeah.
Straight away, since if someone is giving out free whiskey in a clothes shop, I would suggest that they do not sell good clothes. It's like, hey, would you like a large whiskey before you come and have a look around what we've got on offer?
No, I think it's
you're
the
gonna
opposite.
Fucking need it.
I think it's the opposite. I think it's like we're all gentlemen in here. We have money. We flew private. It wasn't like Steve's whiskey. It was like a high-end, some kind of high-end whiskey.
Okay.
I don't drink anymore at all, but. So I was like, oh, I'm good, thanks. And so I put on a jacket, and the jacket had like a shirt inside of it. And I looked at the tag, and it said 350 pounds. And I said, oh, all right, let me try this on. Tried it on. It fit perfect. And then a guy came over and said, can I help you? And I said, yeah, what do you think of this jacket? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, all right, well, I'm going to take it. This is a beauty. $350 fits nice.
I know where this is going.
And then I said, do you have a t-shirt? Do you have a t-shirt that goes underneath? And he said, yeah. And he went to the back. I wanted like a pack of t-shirts, like in a plastic bag, like 3 for $20. He brought me a t-shirt. I tried that on and I just looked great. I took a photo. I sent it to my wife and she said, wow, you look amazing. I handed it to the guy. Then they take my address, my email, my social security, my parents' name.
Yeah.
And right at the last second, I have my card and he says, okay, that'll be 2,900 pounds. And
you said, contrary to my earlier answer, I will actually have that whiskey, please.
I haven't drank in 9 years, but give me the whiskey. Because it was like I was handing my card. I pulled it back from, I said, pardon me? And he said, yeah. And he looked and he said, yeah, it's 2,900 pounds. And I thought, you got to be kidding. I said, can you give me the breakdown? And the t-shirt, literally a black t-shirt, was 280 pounds.
Oh, my God.
That's abnormal, right? Yes?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That is
Definitely. I don't know where. Why did you?
I've not heard of this label, and now I know why.
I would love to see their face when Joe walked in.
I mean,
like they must have known that you were walking into a trap.
I mean, I have like sweatpants on and dirty sneakers and like a hoodie from H&M, and they must. But you know, some people, there's like show business people must have money. Like, the cast of Jackass isn't wearing suits. You know, they got money. There must be people with money that dress like bums.
Oh, did you pay it?
No, I said, you know what? Let me think about it. I'll think about it. And you can tell the guy was like, this guy's not coming back. I said, I'll be right back. I'm going to think. But there was a moment where out of embarrassment, I almost did buy it. And then it fits so well that I thought about like, well, all right. And then I was like, I could fly home first class and then come back first class for that amount of money.
There must be people that are going in there just for the whiskey. They probably thought you were one of those guys. There's another one. Yeah, I'll be back. I'm just going to go and have a think about it. Yeah, of course you are, mate. See you again tomorrow.
I know when I said I don't need any whiskey, he must have been like, are you sure? Because that's the only thing you can afford in here. I want to get the name right. I wrote it down because I was texting my sister-in-law because she knows fashion. I wrote it down somewhere. Brunello Cucinelli, I think. I could be pronouncing it wrong.
Sounds like a mob boss.
Brunello, C-U-C-U-N-E-L-L-I. Brunello Cucinelli.
Well, I will know to keep walking when I see that place.
I don't know. I'm going to walk in. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
But it was very humbling because I feel like I'm doing pretty well. You know, I got some stuff going on. I was like, I'll spend £500 on a jacket and t-shirt, which is, you know.
Yeah.
And it was four times that.
No. So did you eventually go and buy some clothes, or did that put you off buying clothes that day? Or did you then go to H&M?
No, so my sister-in-law, she knows what she's talking about. She said there's a place called Paul Smith. Do you know Paul Smith?
Yeah, that's good. That is good.
Yeah, she said Paul Smith, and then I looked it on Google Maps, and it was like a two-minute walk. It was right around the corner.
Yeah.
So I went there, and I spent, I think, you know, £300 there on a jacket and a t-shirt. And the t-shirt there was, you know, £60, but yeah, not 280.
Well, I'm glad you've been dressed in London. Well done.
Thank you. Well, right now, I mean, here's another thing that's pissing me off is that I travel everywhere. I imagine you guys fly around a bit. I hate that when you land in a plane, and I assume this is the same everywhere, the pilot stands at the front of the plane like a meet and greet, like he's a performer, and you have to walk by and go, thank you, that was great. Like, you kind of stand there like, how about that, huh? You're not in the same place anymore. And I'm like, all right, fine. I know it's autopilot. You don't do shit. It's one move. You just push the little thing forward. It's not that hard. I drive a car. Why does he have to stand there and make us all go, oh my God, God bless you. That was terrific. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, no, you're right. Because you've also, what's weird is you've not met him. Like, right. You've not met him up until that point. So you're saying bye to someone you've not said hello to. Right. Normally you say bye to someone you've said hello to. That's just a bye.
Yes. And he you could tell he wants to be like, give it to me. How do you like that? Like he did a magic trick. And I'm like, I know it's computers. It's all. I could fly a plane. The three of us could go fly a plane. I'm sure of it.
I don't know, Joe. I'm not getting on a plane if Paul is in the cockpit.
Thank you, but I'm not so sure about that.
All right, maybe not the three of us, but three, you know, regular. Somewhere there's three guys.
Three functional human beings. Could, yeah.
Yes. I always feel self-conscious on the plane when the air steward or air stewardess, when they check your belt, I always feel like they're looking at my crotch. Like, it's so, in what other situation does someone come and kind of actively look at where your penis is?
Yeah, that's a good point. I've never thought of that because often on a plane, you know, I'll get into my own world and I might be aroused from time to time on a plane. Which maybe is not a bad idea. You kind of let them know who you are. Show them the best of you, you know?
That is not the best of me, but... I'm never actually quite sure what they're checking for in the shoes or the belt anyway.
What do you mean checking the shoes?
Well, when they say can you take your belt off, is that because it's got the metal?
Oh, no. I meant when you're on the plane and the air steward walks by to check that your belt is done up. And I always get self-conscious that they're looking at my genitals.
No, it's weird. And sometimes you have, like, if your shirt or jacket is over them, they're like, you got to lift that up. I got to see. You got to go, all right. And it feels very, you know,
it's not
dirty.
It's not very 2022.
Exactly. Yeah. It feels like I'm going to get canceled for being like, here, take a look at that. You like that? I'm buckled, baby.
I found out that, so I used to have long hair, Joe.
Yeah.
And I got worried because every time I walked through, you know that machine where you have to put your arms above your head?
Yes.
I would always come through that and then something would come up where my penis is, there on the machine, on the X-ray machine, there would be like a big red circle.
Okay, I have some pills for that.
Yeah. So I started to get paranoid. Oh no, have I got something that the machine is picking up? The last time it happened, I walked through, I stepped to the side, I was in a rush, so I was slightly angry, and I just said, what is this? Why, what is the red mark? What does it think it is? And what it is, because I had long hair, they explained to me that the presumption is that I've got something on me. So before I walk through, they change it to female so that it picks up that there's something where the vagina is that shouldn't be, which is the penis. So I was being, people were being like, I don't know if there's a phrase for it, but like hairist. Like because I had long hair, they suspected that I had drugs on me.
Now that is very 2022.
Yeah,
kind of,
yeah,
you know. You got both things going on there. I mean, so did you ever get like, did they ever take you aside for like more questioning and go take off your pants?
No, I didn't have to. I never had to take off my trousers or my pants, but they always pat me down for drugs.
Wow.
And then and it's not since I got my hair cut, my hair's slightly longer now, but since I went to short hair, I've never been moved to the side.
I might grow my hair out just to kind of get a taste of this.
Get frisky.
I don't know if you have this. Every once in a while, the pilot will like make a joke, like he'll start cracking jokes like he's like a funny guy. And the whole plane loses their mind. Like he'll be like, we might have a few bumps, like when my wife drives. And everyone in the plane's like, ah! Like I get so annoyed. I'm like, that's not even funny. He's just making a joke. And everyone's like, did you hear him? People are like looking behind, like, did you hear what he's, how, this guy, he's crazy.
When's this guy's Netflix special?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, they're only laughing because he could kill all of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would be the funniest guy on the planet if I could just murder everybody at any moment, you know? Stop it with the jokes. You're a pilot. You have our life in your hands. Just give us the information we need, which is, by the way, not really any information. We have all the information we need already. The seat number and the destination.
I never trust my seat number until I'm there. I always look at the seat number when I get on and I still check it like 20 times before I get to my row. Do you know what I mean?
Same thing. Yes.
I should be able to remember 57B for the time it takes me to get to 57B, but I won't. It's still just 57B, couple of rows, 57B, couple of rows, 57B. I don't know why that is, that I don't trust my memory when I'm walking down the aisle of a plane.
I think it's because it's the fear of being in the wrong seat, because it's so humiliating to be in the wrong seat. By the way, if you're sitting in 57B, you can't afford Cuccinelli, that's for sure. But no, because I've sat in the wrong seat recently, and you're so embarrassed because you're like, I swear I fly all the time. I was just off by one row, and you're like, I feel like an ass. I'm like, I fly all the time. I know what I'm doing. I'm an idiot. Because I don't know about you guys, if I get to my seat and somebody's in it, I have a moment of like, yes, a dream come true. I get to kick somebody out of my like, pardon me, I don't think you're in the right seat, which is such a great feeling.
I can't stand the pockets on the seat in front of the train, you know, like the pocket on the seat in front of you to put the stuff in, like it's like, and it's, do you ever remember being a teenager and you like would try and finger a girl with her jeans on? That's what it's like to try and get your passport back out of the pocket at the end of the flight.
Yes. I remember being a teenager and thinking about trying to do that. I never got the opportunity. But if I had my jacket. But no, I've also done it where I've tried to put a cup of tea in that pocket, but it's just too tight. And then the coverage, the lid just bursts off and then there's just boiling tea everywhere.
That's crazy. That is crazy. That you've tried to fit a cup of tea in that pocket.
Well, because I was like, it'll be... Because after a while, you're tired of holding it and you have to have the trays up at the beginning. So you could... I had no tray. I did it once and that was the last time.
Okay, well, you've learned your lesson. Don't do that again.
Yes.
But how long have you been here?
I've been here for a week and I'm here for another 4 nights, I think. So 11 days. And it's been delightful. Right now, the other thing I'm dealing with here, I'm doing a show and they put me up at this wonderful hotel. But the laundry, the nicer the hotel, the more expensive everything is.
Oh, so of course.
I have to do laundry because I didn't pack much. It's $6 for a pair of socks. Like if I do my full laundry, it's gonna cost me £400.
Charge per item. That should be charged per load.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, here is a bag of washing. Just give me a price for that. You can't start going, well, what's in there? You can't itemize loads of washing.
It's so ironic to me because if you stay in a shit hotel, the laundry's free. You can just go do your laundry with.
I'd probably rather do that actually. You're killing time in a hotel. You know, that's an hour that I don't have to think about. I just go down to the laundry, stick my wash on, feel like I've achieved something, get out of the room. I don't want someone coming and bringing my washing to me. It feels like I've got a servant. It's like, would you like really me weird. To wash that for you? And I can fucking wash it myself. And it won't cost me £6 for a pair of socks.
Also, I don't like the idea of strangers seeing my stain.
Well, yeah.
I feel, each sock has its own
has its own story.
And you have to fill it out. And it's like, as I'm doing it, I'm doing the math. And I'm like, this is going to be, I think, like £400. This is crazy.
It's that, yeah. Some of those hotels, what they charge for. I mean, you'll stay in a certain type of hotel where it's sort of distasteful to discuss the price of anything until after the event. Oh, can I get a... Yeah, we'll take care of that. But the language they use implies that it's sort of... Please, let us, to ask how much something costs. I want to wash these socks. How much? Do you know what I mean? And then you get the bill. Like the Cudicini's or whatever it was called.
Well, these are the places I've been put in a neighborhood that I can't afford to be in, I guess is the moral of the story. Yeah. But I think literally if I do all my laundry here at this hotel, the bill will be more than the cost of the clothes.
You are better off going and buying yourself a new outfit. You're better off going back.
Yes, genuinely.
From Cudicelli Welli.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I might firebomb that place. I hate them.
There we go. Ah, that was really exciting to have Joe List on. If you're not aware of his stuff, he's got, I believe, now two full specials, which you can watch free on YouTube. Recent one called This Year's Material and one that I've seen called I Hate Myself, which is just absolutely brilliant. So it's brilliant to have him on. And if you are enjoying what we do and you would like to support us, as always, why don't you sign up to our Patreon? There is now over 20 hours of exclusive material on there. We do an exclusive one-hour episode every Monday, which only Patreons have access to. It's a great way to support us and help us to continue what we're doing. And it works out to be £1 a week, which is, I mean, it's too cheap, really. It's ludicrous. You're robbing us, if anything. But, you know, I'm going to let that slide. Go to patreon.com/WUYN and... I was going to say, we'll see you there. We won't see you there. It's the website. But, you know, you'll hear our voices. You know what I'm on about.